like to crash my bicycle.
We're on. Welcome to 10 dozen minutes joyful reunion with Jake and Mr. Skullhead. How you doing there, Mr. Skullhead?
Seems like it's been weeks and weeks, or at least week, or 2 weeks.
Yeah,
it's been a while.
Yep. Really. And we are now both sitting in the office. That's why you can hear the echo and the reverb crew. Kind of goofiness with the audio, because we are broadcasting from the office just like we do on our Thursday show, only it's our Monday show.
But on the plus side, we are both the same volume and neither of us is going to sound like a robot.
Woohoo! And we're not relying on any Flagstaffian internet connections, nor... the other bright side, these shows will just, all of our radio shows will now get archived on the whole, maybe I should change the name of this, but the jickshow.asymmetric.net thing. People are talking about how the podcast hasn't updated with last Thursday's show yet, but it did go on to Asymmetric pretty much as soon as it was over. So that's something you can do to get it. It's linked to on the Cold Front's page. I don't know, is Cold Front even archiving the shows anymore?
I was unable to find any of the archives on Cold Front the last time I looked.
Yeah, Stargazer has them. I just, yeah, it's in a different place. And I don't know if, let's see, shall we?
If only we had an internet connection.
Radio KOL broadcasts. Yeah, they're there. They kind of stop at the end of February. I'm told that your breathing is audible.
Well, damn it. I can't really stop.
I know. That sucks. I keep hoping that you will, but nope. just keep marching on. Facilibam is saying to drop mic levels a bit if we have the ability. I'm not entirely sure. I'll see what happens. I'm gonna drop the mic level a little bit and do that. I've gotten about an hour of sleep since yesterday, and it was fitful sleep, punctuated by Val Kilmer singing because I fell asleep watching Top Secret, and all these alarms that I didn't know what they were kept going off. And I was very confused. And then I came back to work, so I'm very tired.
That's okay.
Been up since yesterday.
I've got energy for the both of us.
Well, all right.
Let's do it.
So how'd the move go? Are you excited to be down in town?
Absolutely. Having a couple of issues putting together, you know, things. I tried to wire a switch today and ended up getting a nice tingling sensation going all the way up my arm. So that was entertaining.
Well, you were so excited about the switch that you had a heart attack?
Yeah. No. Yeah. There's still a decent smattering of crap up in the Flagstaff apartment that we'll
really?
Be getting this weekend, yeah.
Oh.
We filled up the car with all the random stuff that didn't fit in any boxes and still had more random stuff that wouldn't fit in any boxes.
You gotta stop collecting hockey sticks and stuff.
Yeah. The cricket bat was a point of contention. The little thing that KMD gave me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There was much pondering over why I was keeping it and me explaining why I was keeping it. And yeah. I won
not
that
the,
battle.
Not the specific piece of wood that you use to hit your cat?
Yeah, that. Just one of them, though.
Yeah.
We have to have a Genma bat and a Zool bat. The cat seemed to have adjusted very well.
Yeah.
No peeing on the carpet.
Well, that's good. That's good. That's good. My cats have stopped peeing on the carpet. There's the closet. If you open the closet, it still smells like cat piss in there because it's just been festering for 6 months, but I just don't use that closet.
Yeah. That's wise. I mean, you own the property. You don't have to worry about getting your deposit back.
Deposit. I missed a dentist appointment yesterday. Speaking of, not yesterday, I guess it was Thursday. Thursday was not yesterday.
No, Thursday was a while ago.
Some of the deposits of calculus that have been causing my gums to bleed should have been cleaned off on Thursday, but actually those are all gone. I'm just kidding.
Deposits of calculus that have been causing your gums to do hard math?
Yeah. Is it calculus? That's what she called it.
Calcification?
She said calculus.
Huh.
Actually, now that I think about it, it didn't even occur to me that that's also a word that means something else. I wonder. I think it is. Plaque turns into calculum. Calculum. If only there was a dictionary. Calculus. Noun. Calculus? A concretion of mineral salts around organic material. So, it is calculus.
Oh, okay.
Also, you know, the math one.
I know you didn't check Urban Dictionary for that because it didn't say calculus when you fuck the clit.
Yep. Or the thing Asian chicks are thinking about while you fuck them in their sideways vagina. Because, you know, Asian chicks are always thinking about calculus while you're fucking them.
I would think so. I made a deposit on your mom's back.
Oh yeah, did it contain a lot of vitamins and minerals?
Given that your mom is a banker, I guess making a deposit with your mom is not really that harsh of an insult.
That's true. Boy. All right. I guess there are questions. Destroyer Beacon says, now that we have elementally attuning spellbooks, it seems to me that this would be a perfect way to give the disturbing fanfic a use as a sleaze spellbook. Yep, we've been thinking about that. And the Gothy Poetry Journal has slightly retooled that as an aid to your spookiness. We need something, some book that smells bad.
A book that stinks.
Like maybe some kind of hippie. A book that some hippie was using for something other than reading. It was holding up the side of his stench box.
Holding up the side of his stench box?
I don't know what a stench box is.
I don't know. We could mock Edward Abbey have, you know, some kind of desert poker book, which is the upgrade from the desert solitaire book.
Right. What about Abby Hoffman? It could be a steal this book, which smells bad.
Yeah. That's clever. That's how the magic happens.
Ooh, scratch and sniff. Scratch and sniff book. Who would drop that? Those kindergartners?
Mm-hmm. We could add kindergartners to the hippie zone.
Yeah, yeah.
Or a pregnant hippie who's reading to the child in her womb.
Yeah. And playing Mozart through headphones.
Yep.
Because really what we want to put in this game is you beating up and, you know, and or killing pregnant women.
Yeah, I guess so. I always hate to see things that have no implementation actually getting implemented, though.
Yeah, but
it's sad.
You know,
we got to keep something.
I mean, there was a purpose for those for Ascension, but it just didn't end up being a mechanic that was really viable. So that kind of sucked. You know, it'll still be. We'll always have. I don't know what's left. The enormous belt buckle.
Paris.
We will always have Paris. One night in Paris.
See, I think, you know, more so than Bangkok, one night in Paris would make a hard man humble.
Yeah.
Confidential to Jumbo Brian, sure.
Yeah.
I'll, you know, K-mail either me or Jake. Probably both, and then if Jake actually answers.
Oh, come on. Yeah. Captain Isla says, my main will buy one once he's out of oxy. I guess that's a Shatner reference.
Yeah.
Glebe says, why aren't potions in the consumables inventory?
They're in the potion section.
Yeah, they're in the potion section of the miscellaneous inventory. I don't know. I don't know. Bunyip Andler says, when you click on the magnifying glass of doom, it opens a description box, yet it only says no description data exists for this item. That's from a couple days ago. That actually got worked on, I think, a little bit after that happened. So if that's still an issue, let us know, and let us know what browser you're using. Hot Stuff leads us to believe that maybe there's something on a Mac. Bunyip, are you one of those Mac homos? Do you use a big Mac tonight?
You know, when I went to IKEA, I almost bought a Mac homo.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was some kind of coffee table.
It goes with a fag elbow?
Yep.
And the goddamn incandescent light bulb named Halogen? Motherfuckers. Do you guys have halogen lights? Oh, sure.
Oh, by the way, all you...
Penicillin brand aspirin. By the way, what?
Yeah, if anybody can hear me chewing, just let me know, because I have this fish burrito that's really tasty, and eat it I must. I'm trying to cover up the mic.
Fish burrito. Yeah, we need to get a mic mixer so that we can mute our mics independently. For today is our independently mic muting. Yes, I was saying we should put bear baiting in the game. I don't remember how bear baiting works. I know you'd like tie a bear to a stick and then throw dogs at it or something. What are you trying to do? Are you just, like, trying to make a bear mad, and then you're like, yay, I made the bear madder than my opponent? Or is it even, like, a contest?
I'm sure it's also the name for some kind of bizarre sexual thing.
I'm sure Urban Dictionary knows.
It's when you shit on a woman's nose and then poke her in the eyeball. Ah, wow, we'll have to come up with something and add it.
Yeah, wow. Bear back. Huh.
Bear baiting is a blood sport that was a popular entertainment form. A bear is secured to a post and then attacked by a number of dogs.
Wow. Beard maggot is an interesting Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, it loves me some...
What do we find out about bear baiting?
It is generally a sport in which you tie a bear to a post and then set wild dogs upon the bear.
Wild dogs?
Or, you know, some kind of dog. The really, like, tame dogs would not be so much fun.
Yeah.
And it was really just to see if the bear would win or the dogs would win.
Huh. I guess, yeah. Gleave says, can the ice cold six pack have a give to hobo option? I think it'd be cool to see him down a whole six pack at once. Yeah, I don't know. It would require specific hard coding for that item. Because, you know, you can't drink the six pack. Although, maybe the six pack could also have a drink all. You open all six tabs and just pour them all down your gullet.
Yeah. I don't know.
Jay Herskow says, when you eat items, it should tell you how much fullness it gives. For example, spooky mushrooms don't tell you. Well, nothing tells you. So, really, any food is an example, and that's the way it's going to be. Since you can't overeat, it's just part of the game figuring out how many fullness different food items give you.
And it's really fun, goddammit, and you like it.
If it really bothers you, just check out the wiki.
Mm-hmm.
The actual says, why isn't there an in a row bit for when there are 37 other players in chat? That's only for when you get items. And that's the way we like it.
Uh-huh.
Someone else says we should give Radio Bugbear the Bugbear tattoo and the Bugbear trophy. Yeah, we've been meaning to do that for like a year.
Yeah. Does he finally have the Bugbear regalia?
I don't know. Who is Radio?
Radio Free Bugbear.
I don't know who Radio... Yep, he does have the Bugbear outfit on, at least.
That's good.
Gleeb says, does Count Spoiler show up in Spoiler, or both?
Wow.
I don't remember.
It's true. I'm willing to put that
in. Yeah, Zeno put that in there, and I don't have any idea. I am Stoop Combust say, how do item drop rates work? If there's a 5% chance of an enemy dropping an item, and I have a skill that increases drop rates by 20%, will the new drop rate be 25 or 6? It will be 6.
So it's a percentage of what the percentage is.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically if you have a plus 50% item drop rate, the chance of a given item drop is multiplied by 150%, and then that's the new chance. So, it used to be that some stuff gave a flat bonus to it, but then that was just really fucking up the rarity of items that were supposed to not drop as much. And then we were all like, nerf, nerf, nerf. And everybody was like, one, one, one. And then
all the token was like, ah.
And then, you know, surprise, surprise, everybody got over it. And then we were like, wow, if we can nerf that, we could probably totally just nerf the fuck out of the Tam O'Shanter, too. That isn't really what we... That isn't really
then
what I said.
Hubris.
Yeah, you know. Redpot says, why is it when you use the clan gem or eat something at a low level, it says you gain some levels, but you only get one level? The reason for that is, it's actually, there's a thread where I explained it. The function that calculates what level you are fakes it at the low end, so technically when you start the game, according to that formula, which is the formula the stat additions functions use to determine whether you gained a level or not, you're level 0 and not level 1. So you're moving from level 0 to level 2, and it says you gained some levels. But, yeah, that's why. It's just one of those things where, and there's a lot of places like this, which is, this is sort of why this booze change went in yesterday. Like, the formulas that we use to calculate different things in the game are fine at numbers greater than 4 or 5, but once you get down into, like, 1s and 2s and 3s, they kind of break down because there just aren't very many integers down there. Integers. Cthulhu says, please help me. I need to attach the tassels to my supportive bra. Please, please, oh, please. Thank you. PVA says, I know folks are messaging you about tassels in the bra, but what about tassels in the handle of a sword, as Tai Chi swords and many other Eastern designs have?
Seems like a lot of tassel hassle.
Oh. I wonder if there's ever been any Tasselhoff-Hasselhoff crossover/fiction. Put down the stick, said Kit, which is also a sling, so that Michael can... I don't even know where that... I don't know anything about Tasselhoff, so it's really hard for me to even make that up. You know, if there wasn't that before, maybe there will be now. Maybe it's one of those things like speaking its name brought it into existence.
Oh, man.
Cyan220 says, why did you make the dill potion such that its effect is most useful for those that are least likely to have access to it? That is a question that I asked myself, I guess, this morning, which was also kind of last night, when we were looking at reagent potion stuff, in anticipation of the, 15th level reagent crafty skizzles. I don't know. Shut up is the answer to that. It's the rarest and the crappiest, sort of. I mean, it's useful at low levels. It's useful as a pull in softcore, I guess. Although I don't know that anybody would ever do it.
And, I, I'm of the opinion that not every item in the game has to be the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Even the rare ones, sometimes.
Yeah. It's just kind of, it might as well not exist because it's such a waste of the dill. Mm. If only you could combine the dill with a wad of dough.
Yeah.
Is that one of the things that gives you a message? Like combining the wang in the box? Yeah.
Bunya Bandler says, what do you guys think of changing the name of the Abridged Dictionary to Abridged Dictionary? That seems to be much funnier. How is making the joke less subtle and more obvious much funnier?
Yeah. Huh. Bunya Bandler says, also, do you think that Doc Galactic will ever sell a serum that removes the beaten up effect? It would have to cost a lot of meat, but it seems like he would have something that could unbeaten you up. Yeah, he could lick you. Because the guy that Doc Galactic is based on does just periodically lick people for no reason. Actually, that's totally not true. He just kicks cops in the balls. Do the effects, Bunya Bandler also says, immaculate seasoning and intrinsic spiciness stack? I don't remember. I don't remember how immaculate seasoning actually works. I think maybe the bonus to damage from Immaculate Seasoning does stack on sauce spells with the damage bonus of Intrinsic Spiciness, but not vice versa. Because Intrinsic Spiciness only applies to sorcerer spells. He also says there should be a Grimoire item in a couple of months that, when used, gives a skill that can heal MP, but it would heal less MP than it took to cast it. Make sure to include all negative X MP items. That's kind of funny.
Didn't we talk about that a long time ago? Like, having a skill to cast that restores MP, but, like, exactly the same amount of MP that it takes to cast it.
And it adjusts according to your minus MP consumption items, too. Yeah.
Which is right up there with the accessory slot that opens another accessory slot.
Yep. Someone else says, how can you still drive to the beach south of the border in the nomads camp in your meat car if you're falling down drunk? Wouldn't you get arrested for drunk driving? Look, this is my world, and in it, drunk driving is not against the law. Just like it shouldn't be against the law in the real world.
Yeah, because that's fine. There also aren't any police officers in the Kingdom of Loathing, I'm fairly sure.
There used to be. You used to get thrown into the drunk tank.
Yeah.
Or maybe you got run over by a drunk tank. You were like that kid in Tiananmen Square, except the tank didn't see you because it was like, hey, look at those flags. And just ran over you. That was me in that video. I was the guy in front of the tank in Tiananmen Square.
I thought you were going to say you were the guy driving the tank.
No. Glebe says, good idea on the new Tam. Thanks for not making it a Tam O'Stewart that adds make it so to everything. that makes your enemy's clothes fall off. And they grab everything and put it back on, but it's too late. You've seen everything.
Am I missing something?
Yeah, if you ever get a chance, you should watch the series Extras. The guy whose name I can never remember, who was the guy behind the British version of The Office...
Ricky Gervais?
Yeah, Ricky Gervais. He did this HBO series about working as an extra. And it was only... I watched the entire series one day when I was sick. I feel like there's only like 5 or 6 episodes.
Huh.
But it's really funny. Patrick Stewart plays himself in it as just sort of a weird pervert. It was really awesome. He just keeps telling... He's all excited to talk about all of his movie ideas, which are basically just like about him, only he has the power to make women's clothes fall off. You know, Patrick Stewart must have a pretty good sense of humor. I'd really like to get a copy of that entire episode of Saturday Night Live where he was on it.
Oh, yeah. Stuff. It's weird. I play myself as some kind of weird pervert like on a regular basis, and I never get that level of acclaim from you.
I know. It's yeah, you're right. You're right. I mean, you never commanded a starship or, you know, were the lead singer of a Jefferson Starship.
I was the lead singer of a Washington Starship, which was just before Jefferson.
Started out as Washington Apple. Wheezy Jefferson. Wheezy Jefferson Starship.
Indeed.
Gleeb says, how come the Raging Bull doesn't have a how do you type with blocks? Bah, bloxing glove. How come the Raging Bull, says Gleebs, doesn't have a how do you type, says Gleebs, with boxing gloves on joke? Asks Gleebs.
Well, my response to Gleebs would be, what I would respond to Gleebs is that the Raging Bull doesn't type Gleebs.
Yeah. Maybe it could typecast you.
Huh.
And you say, how do you typecast me with boxing gloves on? How do you punch stuff with boxing gloves on? Kalindra says, no, Kaliandra. Does the headbutt bonus include elder turtle shells? Yes. Yes, it does. Butt bonus.
Maybe it tries to stereotype you. So with both hands. Which means I stereotype all the time.
And what? What?
Typing in stereo.
Oh, I see.
Never you mind.
Oh, okay, I get it. Bunyip Handler says, when you go to the zapping screen, could it tell you how hot the wand is? I'm sure some people have accidentally exploded their wand because they forgot how many times they have used it.
That's the risk you take.
It is. I mean, every once in a while I decide that I'm going to do that, and then I'm like, you know, no. And then I'm like, yeah, maybe I would. Maybe I should. Maybe I will. And then I'm like, no! And I'm like, why are you talking to yourself? And you're like, because, shut up! And then I get mad at myself for being mean. I'm all like, fuck you! And then I storm out of the room.
It's really hard to storm out of an argument with yourself.
I know, because you always just follow yourself around.
Yeah.
Bunyip Handler says, I love the jazz hands. 11 thumbs up to whoever implemented it. I think that was a combination riff xenophobe.
Is there a chat command for jazz hands now?
No, the new grimoire item is jazz soap that gives you jazz hands.
Ah.
Pretty clever.
I just can't keep up with the stuff that people keep adding to this game.
Well,
you're out for like 4 days, and like, holy crap.
You were 4 days without internet access, man, so.
Yeah. Well, that sucked, by the way. I forgot how much I'm reliant upon the internet.
For both pornography, news, weather, for both three things.
Yeah, well, like, news and weather and movie times and phone numbers, like using an actual phone book just sucks, especially here.
Yeah.
Because you have like Phoenix Metro A through L and M through Z, and then Mesa A through L and M through Z, and then a residential phone book. There's six in our house.
Every single phone book that's ever showed up in my house, I've just immediately thrown in the recycling bin, so yeah. I have no idea how it's even...
Well, now that we've got the net up, now I can do that.
Yeah. No, it is. It's weird, though. I mean, you get... I wonder if it's not bad for us. We don't know how to find anything without the internet anymore. I mean, I guess you could always call information, right?
Yeah. Well, that is. I made a lot of 411 calls for $1.50 a piece.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I don't think that I get charged for 411.
Huh. But you're on the same plan that I am.
Really?
Yeah. It was fun, though. I'd call him and I'd be like, yo, what's the 411?
Of course, I always just throw my phone bills away.
Right.
As soon as my phone bills arrive, I throw them in the recycling bin. I never pay them. You know, I found out in, like, March that my cable bill hadn't been paid in 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
Because they, I had it automatically being charged to a debit card that got stolen, and so I had to replace the debit card. And they never sent me anything that was, like, pink or red or anything. It was just, like, I never looked at the bills because it was always just like, do not pay, will be automatically deducted on your next billing date. And every time it got billed, it would like reset the late counter. So it was like, oh, you know, here's your cable bill for $900. Like, that's what I actually looked at. I'm like, what the fuck? I realized that I'd just been using cable and my internet and my telephone for free for the last 6 months. I don't know how long it would have gone on. I might have just been able to keep using it indefinitely.
Hmm.
Yeah, that was nutty. I'm really bad at keeping track of stuff.
Yeah,
I couldn't be in charge of anything.
Yeah, I pretty much handed off all of the bill paying to Jess, just to tell me when the bill is due, and then I'll pay it.
I need to get one of those little things that you put stuff in.
A box?
Container. Yeah, that's what it's called. Abundance. The Telf says, hey, JNS, a while ago you were talking about possibly making a one-handed star weapon. Can we get a star morning star or something similar? Yeah, you know, I'm actually down with making the one-handed star weapons that are smaller and weaker and shorter and whatever. Star dagger. And maybe a star fighter, but you could only have one. We were talking about that. Hot Stuff and I were talking about how, even though that movie is really just pretty awful, it was just so core to our childhoods that it's like, you know, I always wanted to grow up and defend the frontier against Zur and the Kodan Armada. But I never got to. That was a fairly prescient in terms of what video games were going to look like, too. I mean, you know, that was like X-Wing versus TIE Fighter level technology, probably 10 years before X-Wing versus TIE Fighter. And, you know, it was like Gunstar versus Kodan. Dan Tanner. Kodan. Connor. Dan Connor and Dan Tanner. I wonder if there's any Dan Tanner, Dan Connor crossover slash fiction.
See, I was trying to remember what the name of the head of the Full House clan was to throw that in.
Yeah.
Was Bob Saget's character was somebody Tanner?
Yeah, it was Danny Tanner.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, okay. And that's why I fucked up on something, some reference where I was like, the Red Rum. I was like, don't let Mrs. Tanner find out or something. It was not Danny Tanner, it was Danny Torrance.
Right.
In The Shining, and Danny Tanner was from Full House, which there was no Mrs. Tanner. Was the idea that his wife had, like, died?
Yeah.
That like, he murdered her and then assumed a new identity with these people who were pretending to be his brothers?
That was the subtext, yeah.
Okay. That's acceptable, then.
It was just a way to make homoerotic tension acceptable for the mainstream. You know, like that show My Two Dads?
The only thing I remember about My Two Dads was one episode where the daughter, like, gets drunk and comes home and the dads are all mad and they're like, check this out, we're going to show you why it's bad to get drunk. And then they sit and get drunk and play pole position, and they just keep getting worse at pole position. And then thinking about that always reminds me of this one episode of WKRP where they were doing some kind of like thing where there was this policeman in the station with like a breathalyzer and like a reaction time tester, and the more Johnny Fever drank, the better his reaction time got. God, he's getting all pissed off. I don't know.
It would seem like there would be one left over, though.
Maybe,
I saw the crossover between My Two Dads and My Left Foot, which is not very funny.
Oh, boy. Who was in My Left Foot?
Daniel Day-Lewis?
Daniel Day-Lewis. I saw something that made me think about Daniel Day-Lewis the other day.
Oh, yeah, it was my gay porn.
Was it Daniel Day-Lewis?
No, it actually was a picture of Daniel Day-Lewis, curiously enough. I think it was I was looking for some. I was looking for this Photoshop Friday that I had seen a few months ago where somebody had made a funny joke about Deadwood in the context of a Choose Your Own Adventure book, but I couldn't find it. Yeah. Flip says, when you use the anti-anti-antidote when you're not poisoned, shouldn't it say... it says you're unpoisoned. Shouldn't it say you're not un-unpoisoned? No.
That would just be silly. 001 says, dear Abby, I need to buy a Mother's Day gift for my sister. It's obviously going to be late because I've been deciding on either buying Karaoke Revolution or Guitar Hero. Real secret is I'm only buying those games so I can play with them. My question is not the morality issue, but the issue on which game is better. I would have to say go for the Guitar Hero.
I would have to say that you probably have deeper issues if you're buying your sister a Mother's Day gift.
Huh.
Because
Once my sister has a baby, I'm going to send her a gift on Mother's Day. Maybe a card on
That's
Mother's
because
Day.
Your sister is your mother. Because you guys were from Kentucky. Sister, mother, sister, mother, sister, mother. Oh, boy. I really need to see that entire movie at some point.
You've never seen Chinatown?
I've seen...
Get the hell out.
I've seen 95% of it. Just there's some point that I didn't see it. I almost feel like it's like the very first 5% is what I haven't seen. So I like just... I know what happens in the entire movie. And I know how it turns out. And, you know, guys, it's her dad.
Aw.
Her dad fucked her. Also, Bruce Willis is dead. For the entirety of Armageddon, he's actually a zombie. And Die Hard, too. Ho, 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 now I have brains. Gorblack says, the plural for margarita should be Marsgarita. Like the plural for Marvolta should be Marsvolta. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, will you ever implement cranberry schnapps and raspberry schnapps? There's no such thing as raspberries. You saw nothing. Yeah. That was Xenophobe's fault, by the way. Now, that thing was not Xenophobe's fault. We should, yeah.
It's already fixed. It will never happen.
Yep. Here's an idea, says Groovulous. Donating to a clan stash would be much easier if it used the same interface that's used when selling items. Okay. I don't know that that's something that somebody wants, that anybody wants.
I don't know, that would be kind of handy. Not that I ever donate to my clan stash.
It would just be so big, I mean... Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, how many people wang you on a daily basis? I tend to float around 4,000 to 7,000 turns of wanged all the time. I mean, I enjoy people just burning items to do that to me because it just doesn't bother me at all. But, yeah. Bunya Bandler says, the new name for that horribly named trophy was changed to Insta-Trophy a few pages back in the thread. Could you endorse it so people will pick that name up? It's Insta-Trophy. It's better than Skilt.
Yeah.
There's my endorsement. So I read some stuff about Guitar Hero 2, which is kind of coming out.
Ooh.
Later this year, 3-button chords. Pretty revolutionary. Comrade.
I still have yet to play any more Guitar Hero than the one game that I played at St. Louis.
Oh, yeah?
But I'm sure that will change.
Oh, it will. It will. I've gotten stuck. I still haven't made it past Crossroads on Expert. There's just the one song that is making it so I cannot make any more progress.
Why do they have Bone Thugs and Harmony on Guitar Hero?
I know. It sucks. And you know how much I like Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Mm.
Really, any band with apostrophes in the name.
Yeah.
Like
I can't think of any other ones.
What? Salt and Pepper.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Not, and that's the...
Guns N' Roses.
Judas's Priest.
I thought Guns N' Roses used an ampersand.
Yeah, no, it's apostrophe N. I'm trying to think of a band that's got like a possessive in it. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Yeah, they were great.
That's not a real band, though.
We're either talking about the Beatles or ABBA.
ABBA. Abba-cadabba. Yeah, Karaoke Revolution sucks. Just so you know.
It's fun to play, but I think it has considerably less appeal than does Guitar Hero. So.
It's a lot harder.
Yeah.
I think, to be sure.
Well, it may be harder for people who can't sing like the glorious fag that I can sing like.
Yeah. The glorious fag like whom I can sing.
Yep.
Asshole. Bunny Bandler says, what's that toothpick-like thing coming out of the apathetic lizard man's mouth? And if it's a toothpick, why the hell is it there? It's a tooth.
Isn't that pretty clearly a fang?
He's got a fang. He's got a fang. He's got a fang. I don't even... I guess I can look at that, right? I could take a look there. Yeah, you know, yeah. Look, take a look. Look, take it. Lizza. Yeah, it's his fang. It's very obviously his fang. I'm not quite sure how I feel about that picture.
Huh.
You know, it's
a good picture.
Okay. I don't think the picture really illustrates that apathy.
You don't really have any pictures of mixed illustrated.
Enema Lasagna asks if the clockwork key is ever going to open the door in the Naughty Sorceress's tower. Yeah, sometime. It'll do something. Maybe I should take you to one of those practice dungeons like in Planescape Torment that the Modrons made. You guys don't know what I'm talking about. Maybe one person listening knows what I'm talking about.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
One of these days you got to play Planescape Torment. In fact, I'm going to bring it to work so that you can install it, and that's part of your job. For the next 2 weeks, is to spend an hour a day playing Planescape Torment.
Oh, please no. Dear God, no.
And Naked Juice says, Jake, could you remind me how it is that you do that Google search for files like MP3s in open index thingies? It's the way you found that Overkill MP3. You do intitle, intitle, colon, index, period, of, with no spaces, and that only yields pages that the title of the page is index of something, and so it tends to only yield open directories. Intitle colon index dot of. Ron says, why don't you have Boris apostrophe and Cletus apostrophe as opposed to Cletus's or Boris's? Is S apostrophe only used when it's plural or something? S apostrophe, I feel like, is only used when it's plural, but it's
the rule on that we figured out is that you only use the apostrophe S if it doesn't look goofy.
I don't feel like that looks goofy. I mean,
yeah.
I suppose there were two S's at the end of it, or like six.
Right.
You know, if it belonged to some snake whose name was
No, I tried to find a hard and fast rule for the apostrophe S thing, and there just isn't one. It says the rule is if it's going to be unwieldy, then use the S apostrophe, and if you can get away with it, use the apostrophe S.
I mean, I would say Cletus's, and I would say Boris's.
Right.
I mean, how's that pronounced? I mean, if it's, you know, the Children's Crusade, it's Children's apostrophe, right? But you don't say the Children's is Crusade. Bad A Mother 4000 says, are you aware that the telescope in the observatory looks like a very complex bong? I think what you mean is that the bong in the observatory looks like a very simple telescope. Vlad Slipshod says, when is it decided how many zaps you get out of a wand? It's decided on a per zap basis.
Per zap.
It's not like waking up that day or using the wand sets some this is how many zaps you get flag. So I mean there is stuff that works like that, but the way this one works is it just looks at how many times you've zapped and then the chance of it blowing up depends on that. Vlad Slipshot says, if you had Canadianity and jazz hands and both went up at the same time, which would come first? Canadianity would. I remember at one point making it so only one of the chat effects could go off at once, but then I think I changed it back.
No, that's still the case.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So can Canadianity and Jazz Hands go off at the same time?
No, they can't.
Oh, well, then it can't. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, is there any sequence or reference that the telescope setting have, or were they all chosen by random, excluding all the ground level and slightly above ground level ones? I think they were pretty much chosen randomly.
Yeah.
Kartok, boy, this is going to make me angry reading this. Saw Wet Hot American Summer on the basis of your numerous recommendations. I did not LOL, nor did I ROFL, and what was up with the sex scene? I would expect that from a recommendation by Mr. Skullhead, but Mr. Jick? I expect a higher class of entertainment. Shakes the Clown, Pee-wee's Big Adventure, Harold and Kumar, those are good movies. I'm sorry you didn't like Wet Hot American Summer. Maybe it was over your head.
Yeah, I mean, hey, fuck you.
You didn't understand that, you know, the just random gay soft porn in the middle of it was not just random gay soft porn, but it was just an incredibly elaborate and funny joke that was very funny and also very easy to masturbate to.
Yeah, yeah. That was Jake that said that, by the way.
Yeah. Sure it was.
Man, where have I expressed a preference for watching gay porn? You're the one who talks about gay porn all the time, and yet here's Kartok just going clickety-clackety all over the internet with me liking gay porn. If there were a spanking scene in Wet Hot American Summer, and, you know, Jake had recommended it to you, then I can understand your response.
You heard it, folks. Mr. Skull had just said, me liking gay porn.
Mr. Skullhead is of the good English speaking.
All right. I will say this, says Kartok. You brought up the live-action Tick series, and that led me to find out that there's an unaired in America 9th episode, so thank you for that. Thank you. You know, I bought that series on DVD, and I have never watched it past, like, the second episode.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty funny.
A couple episodes. I think I took it to Arkenstock and watched a couple episodes there, but then I fell asleep while everybody was watching the rest of them. P.S. says Kartok, thanks for KOL. Keep up the great work. Well, yeah, you're welcome. And sorry you didn't like Wet Hot American Summer, but basically what that means is that you just are wrong about everything.
Yep.
Sorry to be the one that has to break that to you, Kartok. Also sorry that you can't see me gesticulating at the screen. Because, oh man, you would have just received a gesticulating. Garktamad says, how much meat has Doc Galactic extorted from the good citizens of Loathing since he started offering MP and HP restoration services? I don't think that's even tracked. Oh, wait. Okay, it is in the meat tracking tools. Let's see. How long have we been tracking this stuff? Well, let's just look at, like, a month's worth. Last month. Galac. All right. Cure MP, 161 million... Cure HP 111 million. So that was a month's worth. 200 million, 270 million or so in a month. That's how much. Mr. Magnifico says, I was always taught to use S apostrophe, but apparently most folks say the S apostrophe is archaic and only stuff for, like, Achilles and Jesus.
See, I would use apostrophe S for Jesus.
Like Jesus? How is Jesus' son... That book / movie is S apostrophe S.
Wait, I think what I was getting at is that it can go either way, so quit complaining that we're doing it wrong.
Yeah. Achilles heel, though, I would say that's Achilles apostrophe.
Yeah.
Because it's just the phrase is pronounced Achilles heel. Fred Levi says, I really like this new observatory. How long do you think until everyone finds everything? Oh, I'm guessing about a half hour.
Right.
After it rolls, but...
Hey, wait, Achilles' heel isn't possessive at all.
What?
I wouldn't use a possessive at all for Achilles' heel.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I interpret the phrase that way.
Yeah, Achilles kind of works as a...
So Achilles' heel is like tennis elbow?
Yeah, it is, though. I mean, it kind of works as an adjective.
Yeah, no, I guess. Anyway, the observatory thing, that this event went the way I expected, but not the way everybody else expected. And then I was like, I told you guys, you should have listened to me. So we got some tricks. The event was supposed to last a little longer than it did, and so it's being it's going to be modified and extended in some interesting ways over the next few days. That'll you'll see some more stuff there, and then some different more stuff, and then some more differenter stuff. The people speculating about what's going to happen with it, though, I'm not going to read those because you know. So. Gleeb says the Bugbear Shaman still takes MP after your snow cone heals it. Okay. Cyan220 says, was there a Thursday show? If there was, do you know if there's any reason I can't find a copy of it somewhere? Because you're not looking on jigshow.asymmetric.net. Yeah. Fungo the Mildly Annoying asking the question about the bit of leaked content in the guilds. No, I don't like Neil Young. Neil Young is a jerk.
You know, I didn't like Neil Young's music pretty much at all until I heard him singing Nowadays. So he sounds a lot less like a Muppet.
What's Nowadays?
He has a new album out.
Oh, it's just an original. It's not like I thought it was like a cover.
No, he has a new album out, and he was on NPR and sang, and I was like, wow, you no longer sound like a really annoying, squeaky-voiced Muppet.
Huh. Di Vernon says, Scully, several months ago you said you had some kind of evidence that Bruce Campbell had played KOL. My brother is a big fan of him, and he's curious as to what that is.
I mean, the evidence we had is that somebody told us that he did. So, I mean, there's really no way for us to verify any of that, unless, like, Neil Gaiman started playing with the email address neilgaiman@neilgaiman.com.
I don't know that neilgaiman@neilgaiman.com is necessarily Neil Gaiman.
That would be somebody who works on his website, at least.
Yeah. Maybe he hired a webmaster named Neil Gaiman.
That'd be kind of weird.
It would be. Or maybe he did it. He pulled a George Foreman and just named all of his kids Neil Gaiman.
Yeah. Wait, George Foreman named all his kids Neil Gaiman?
Yeah, I know. Isn't that weird? And I don't think he'd ever heard of Neil Gaiman. I think it was just like a simultaneous discovery kind of thing.
Okay, I just got pulled up the Neil Gaiman site, and there's a reissue of Good Omens, but it's being sold with no mention of the fact that it's a reissue on it anywhere.
I saw Good Omens in hardcover at Barnes & Noble, like, a month ago.
Yeah, somewhere on like, the inside cover, it says that this is, like, a 15th anniversary reissue.
I wonder what the deal is with that. I mean, is Pratchett, would you say, more popular now than he used to be?
Maybe. Well, yeah, more popular than he was when Good Omens came out, for sure. And Gaiman has
a couple of successful novels under his belt. So did Anansi Boys sell very well?
I would wager so.
Because I would expect that...
He has a couple movies.
I would expect... was American Gods a New York Times bestseller? Because that was a good fucking book.
So is Anansi Boys, if you would ever read it and give it back to me.
I know. Man, I've been reading Papillon. That's a good book. But I only read it when I'm poopy-on. So it's moving very slowly. I don't have time to read, man. I got video games to design and whiskey to drink while playing World of Warcraft. So, all right, Xenophobe, fix the pygmy bugbear, comma snow cone thing. Okay, nice lady. Archangel UK says, can we combine the jazz soap with a bottle of tequila so we can get Latin jazz hands? And after the Yeti protest sign becomes a reality, how about getting a single gray plague germ and make your chat text gray a la the plague cough for 10 adventures or something? Bunny of Handler says, why was 31337? Account number 31337 created in 1973. Is that the Multi's main's birthday in real life? No. I think that was Pie Monkey, and he's not older than me.
It was a case for a while that accounts that hadn't played any adventures yet had that as their creation date.
Yeah. I don't remember if that was something for that account that we allowed to have happen, or if it was something, some weirdness in the way that the account was actually created.
Yeah.
Bunny Bandler says, I think rollover should remove the beaten up effect. If you sleep for the night, shouldn't you be mostly, if not completely, healed? I always thought that rollover did remove the beaten up effect. Yeah, apparently I'm just wrong about that. That apparently makes my wife hate me for some reason.
Because I complain to you about it.
Oh, because she complains to me about it all the time. And I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to not fix that just to bother you. That's what I do. I don't know. Does it need to be fixed? I mean, it gives you some health back, sure. Make rollover cure beaten up. I mean, it's just a single delete from effects, so. Echelon says, ah, the observatory. Love it. Very nice. Makes my heart feel happy. You know what makes me happy is that interactive panning sky map that somebody made. Did you guys see that thing?
No.
The QuickTime deal? That makes me happy.
I have not seen that. Is there somewhere I can see that?
It's in the thread. Yeah, I don't remember. I only saw it referenced. I didn't actually read the page where whoever made it. It's like Plip or something is the guy who made it. I'm not sure what. I don't know. Waterboo says, here's a question for you. Why can't we get sunburned and see the sun? Or why can we get sunburned and see the sun since it's always night in the kingdom? Or has Xenophobe been lying to us this whole time? No, it's always noon when you go to the Palindome. It's always night when you glance at the top pane.
Right.
And when your Gru is acting.
I always figured that the sun was inside the Palindome.
Oh, yeah.
That it just had a little
self-contained. Yeah, but apparently it's not, according to what people are seeing with the telescope, man.
Well, that is the actual sun, but there's a model of the sun inside the Palindome.
Oh, that's bright enough. Yeah. It's like a big tanning bed.
Yeah, it's not exactly a gigantic nuclear furnace, but it is. Yeah, it is kind of a massive incandescent gas.
Temperatures of hundreds of thousands of degrees.
Yeah. I would say that it converts hydrogen to something other than helium, but I don't know enough about the elements to say that with any authority or intellect.
The Gunrun says, will there ever be any primer references in KOL? Yes, 2 days ago.
Primer?
I haven't eaten since later this afternoon. That's what. The Gunrun says, so what did you guys do the night of your senior prom? I probably wept and masturbated. At the same time.
Yeah. I went to prom and I hung out there with 10 of my friends, one of whom was my date, and we went to prom and we went and watched some movies, and then we went to Denny's, and then I kissed her on the mouth.
Oh, Gorblack says, once the Wii comes out, could you tell us the tags of the dev team so we could try and school you in Super Smash Brother bullshit? I don't know what SSBB stands for. Brothers Brawl. All right, well, I can tell you my tag, but I can also tell you that I will never lay a single finger on another goddamn Smash Brothers game. Yeah, well.
Yeah, I'll play that with you, but I'm going to be more likely to play whatever Mario Kart comes out. For the Wii. You know what? I'm taking a stand. I'm never going to call that thing the Wii. It's the fucking revolution.
Yo, motherfucker, Wii! Yeah, I like riffs.
The gonads and strife from Nintendo.
I saw R2-D2 and he was like, Wii! Beep!
Yeah. I was the other day, I was in Africa and I saw a lion and he was all, Wii! I'm away.
Oh, man.
I try.
That's why we're growing. Oh, boy.
You can bat me in the net.
Yeah, one day I noticed it was 1 minute after 7, and I was like, we should do a song break.
All right.
I got somebody, oh, it's actually, no, never mind. Somebody was requesting some Nirvana, so I've got 3 Nirvana songs. No, 4 Nirvana songs. Count them. Lined up. So we'll be back in like 11 or 12 of what your people refer to as minutes.
All right.
We'll be right back.
to another says I'm lucky to meet you. We'll be right back.
we're back. Boy, I like some Nirvana.
Yeah, you know, Nirvana's all right. But what have they done lately?
That's a good point. Nirvana sucks.
The new Pearl Jam is pretty good,
though. Urban Dictionary. I especially like that they registered Rural Dictionary in it, redirects.
That's excellent.
Reading Snopes, huh?
So No, I'm...
Working hard or hardly working.
Yeah, it did happen when I first got my first day in here at the office before I actually moved here. About an hour in, Jake turned to me and said, "So does it feel like you have an office job?" And I said, "In that I'm reading Fark.com right now, yes."
Now the gunrun says he's trying not to be the low brass section leader for his marching band. I thought the goal was usually to become the top brass.
Right, but, you know, aim low.
Got any advice? By the way, I play the baritone horn and the tuba. Don't fuck up.
Yeah.
Oh, don't, yeah, my girlfriend is also part of the trumpet section of my marching band. Got any advice on how to maintain the relationship during the season? Offer to help her improve her embouchure using the special tool that you have in your pants.
Try to learn how to triple tongue. And that will probably help a little bit. You know, when you're playing a trumpet, to play notes very fast, you go tuckada, tuckada, tuckada. That's the ladies tend to like.
Or when you hang out with the Gunrun's girlfriend and her two sisters.
Right.
Oh, yeah. The Gunrun says, so how's the progress on making the chat pane optional so it will work on PSPs better? Not really moving forward. I have one that never gets used. I could bring it here, but I don't know, man. It's would just removing the chat be enough? The Gunner also says, "What do you guys normally do when the show is over? Do you do like an after-show conference, perhaps rate your show or something?" I usually weep and masturbate.
Yeah, which is going to be awkward now.
I know.
Now, generally in the past, we'll jump on AIM and go, "Hey, that was a good show." Like, "Yeah, that was a pretty good show. I really liked that one." Or, "You know, that show really sucked. Yeah, we suck and we hate ourselves.
Let's go weep and masturbate."
Uh-huh. Gunrun also asks if we watched George W. Bush's address to the nation today. No, George W. Bush can suck my dick.
It will improve his embouchure.
It will.
How do you pronounce that word?
No, I missed that.
When was the last time any of you were recognized out doing normal everyday things, says the Gunrun? Last Halloween, which is weird because that's the only time it ever happened.
I've never, outside of a KOL convention, usually... What happens at KOL conventions is people will come up and say, "Hey, are you Mr. Skullhead?" And I'll say, "Yes, of course." But about half the time, I'll come up and say, "Oh, hey, you know, I've seen you online." They say, "And you are?" And say, "I'm Mr. Skullhead."
Theodore Al Yankovic. Or Zanz. Or, yeah, that's we should ask Nightmare when the last time he was recognized as me. That actually happened to him once while he was here when he went to Kinko's.
Yeah, when we found our one fan who didn't know us.
What's your favorite flavor of Pocky? I like strawberry. Or men's.
I like the chocolate banana. That's good stuff.
And breasts. So when do you think KOL will make fun of September 11th, says the Gunrun? Never, man. Those guys are fucking heroes, man.
The guys who flew the planes, you bastard?
Yeah, no. Hey, guys, let's roll.
Maybe when you auto-sell 911 of something, it should just say, "Never forget!"
That's kind of funny, actually. Never forget. Yeah, Matt 24 says, my sister says, play some music in an angry voice. How about some Nirvana? Falling Out of the Box says, Tuesday's coming. Did you bring your coat? I'm feeling fat and sassy.
My spoon is too big.
Oatgan suggests a Chuck E. Cheese area where one would fight annoying robots, collect tickets to trade for cool gear, etc. I think the ticket collection thing is kind of neat, but I don't know. I'd rather have it be like a boardwalk than a Chuck E. Cheese, because then you could go under the boardwalk.
Down by the sea?
With people walking above. Under the boardwalk, you'll be falling in love. Hey, we can finally implement that in-game marriage that we've been meaning to do for a long time.
Oh, yes.
You get married by the seaside while somebody sells seashells and seahorses.
She sells seashores by the
sea. She whores to seahorses by the sea house. Sheep, sea, source. Guru says, is there a plan to make an auction house in the kingdom at all? And if so, why don't you put it in the fountain and make it a giant ripoff of the Series of Unfortunate Events books? I've never read those books, so I don't know about any auction house in a fountain.
I read the first one, and I thought, oh, that was actually pretty clever. I think I'll read the other ones. Then found out they're like 8 or 9 of them, and they're each 80 pages long, and they each cost $12 a piece.
Wow.
And I decided that maybe I wouldn't do that.
Maybe you just read them at the bookstore.
Yeah.
You can sort of do that at like Borders. There's that coffee shop there at Borders, and like it seems like you could just totally grab a book and read it and then put it back on the shelf and then leave.
No, I'd do that all the time.
Griffin says, Mr. Scullin, when is the Pickle Factory coming back?
Okay. None may know the hour of its coming and going. And coming and going. Where's the Karma Chameleon coming back? Never mind.
Jake, why do all the rats disappear immediately after you turn off the rat faucet? Why don't we need to fight some rats after it's off? That could make Ascension a little longer. Well, no, because the rats are draining at an incredibly fast rate. It's just that they're pouring out of the faucet fast enough that there's just a single layer of rats covering everything. And soon as you turn the faucet off, they drain out.
I just figured that they all just kind of skittered away real quick.
Ponjo says, Jick, could you make the note added message link to the notes whenever we use the /notes command? Perhaps make something similar. Yeah, that's not a bad idea. You know what I did is something on my list here. Notes, link in notes. Phoenix suggests putting in, if we do put in the marriage system, we should make it so either person can dissolve it and gets half the other person's meat.
That's excellent.
Because realism is fun.
And so is opening new venues for people to get scammed.
Yeah.
By the way, and I'm going to say this every week until you stop doing it. People, if you can hear the sound of my voice, stop trading gift items for ridiculous amounts of meat and getting ripped off. Thank you. That is all.
Bahu says, if you need a stinky book, give us copies of Great Expectations or something. Yeah. You know, I have to agree. Great Expectations is the only Dickens book I ever was forced, essentially at knife point, to read. And, yeah.
I didn't think it was that bad.
Yeah, that's because you're some, like, flowery prose faggot.
What? That sphincter says what?
What the hell? I think I just got a text message. Menden says, instead of steal this book, perhaps smell this book? That's pretty funny. Pat the Bunny. No?
I just remember it being referenced on Pinky and the Brain. It was Pinky's favorite book, and he kept going, Pat the Bunny! Oh, ho, 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 ho.
William Wallace says, could you implement the Great Gatsby and have it give bad spelling damage? That would be more like bad grammar damage. You're like, this should have done less damage than it would have done if you could have seen it.
You know, I had to conceal from all of my English program people that I've never read The Great Gatsby. These people, they'd be sitting around like, well, you know, blah, 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 but I'm sure you've all read The Great Gatsby. You'd be like, no, I read the prequel, which was the Pretty Good Gatsby. The sequel, which was the Past His Prime Gatsby.
Golf House says, hey, JNS, I just flew into Phoenix today for the weekend. Boy, are my arms tired. Do you have any bar/restaurant recommendations? My hotel is on North 44th Street.
That tells us nothing, though.
North 44th Street in Phoenix could kind of be anywhere, huh?
Yeah. Give us your cross street.
Yeah, cross street, man. I'll see you at the cross street.
So you won't be lonely. You know, you poisoned me forever. Not that I like the song See You at the Crossroads, but you told me once that you can sing an anonymous FTP site to the repetitive refrain of I'm gonna miss everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I tried to make that song better by pretending it was about an anonymous FTP site.
Huh.
It wasn't really. Frumble says, why are rings and parrots and such accessories instead of offhand items? I hate using a good slot for a ring of coldliness and such. Well, so don't use it if you hate using it.
No one's forcing you.
Yeah. And William Wallace asked if we'll see the extra profanity filter anytime soon. Guys, that was a joke.
Yeah. Wow.
William Wallace says, when you down the whole six pack at once, you should get the effect of 8 beers. That's actually pretty funny. It was 8 drunkenness, 8 turns. Fred Levi says, where's the flavor of magic to make rays of something physical? Oh, yeah.
It's not a flavor, it's like flavor.
Yeah, we should have a ray of Thai food, or sort of a Thai food alignment that just made everything taste like nothing.
Right.
Or peanuts, which also just did physical damage. Or fire, but that would do fire damage. Mellow Cork says, do you think people will ever stop asking you about the fullness things? No.
I wouldn't bank on that, no.
Discworldian says, why is the plural of Lord of the Flies size fries Lord of the Flies size fries? Because I have yet to change it to Lord of the Flies sized fries.
Usually the plurals that end in S, when I find them, I change them to, you know, like Knob Goblin Elite Pants is Precious. But I haven't gotten to that one yet. Isn't there, Freak says, why is there no basic Moxie pizza? Is there not? I mean, there's Knob Goblin, Mushroom, and Goat Cheese, and I thought they were...
Yeah, one of them is basic Moxie pizza.
But it's not accessible.
Right. Well, you can't always get what you want. No, you can't.
Fred Levi says, you should give Radio Bugbear a custom avatar where he's wearing radio-free regalia. But I don't want to.
Well, actually, Radio Bugbear submitted a custom avatar for him about 6 months ago.
Hey, dude, we're fucking caught
up.
So, why don't you shove it up your ass? That's what I say unto thee. Hey, baby, do you want to shove it up your ass? That's what I say all the time.
Yeah.
To everyone I meet.
How's that go over?
Sizzler says, the booze changes which went live yesterday are great. I'm curious to know if the idea of any two drunk booze items were considered while deciding on the recent booze changes. I don't know.
Sooner or later, I want to do the beer mug or whatever that would make the ice
make
cold beer.
Beers, two drunkenness and more.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am a rogue, says... No, I am a rouge.
Yeah.
Hello, Jake and Mr. Skelled. I've listened to your past shows, and this is my first time listening live. I just want to thank you guys for keeping this game funny and operational. This thing's fully operational! Pull up!
Holy shit, man. Wait, nobody said you shit in Star Wars.
What's the matter, you says? What about a drink with a lime and a coconut? No way.
So wait, you would drink them all up? You would drink them both together? That's really weird.
Robot Porn says, would it be possible to make the March hat a 10-power hat as well as a familiar hatchling? I don't know why you would want to. Just so you could dress like the Mad Hatter and make race cars out of your poop? I need to think. Yeah. Somebody keeps telling me that they can send me a copy of that skit, which I would really like to have, but I keep forgetting who it is. U27 says, guys should be able to get hair using a shop in the market. What?
You don't know what words mean, do you?
Oh, like, I guess it'd be like in... I'd like our game to be more like Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. In fact, obligatory DDR quest at level 4.
No, I'm really surprised that nobody's unlocked the hot herbal tea mod yet.
Yeah, no, I know. Freak says, I'm still waiting on the Donkey Show adventure. Yeah.
Apparently it's time to wake up.
Alarms.
Sorry?
Alarm! Wie sagt man? Alarm! Auf Deutsch! Alarm!
Guess the reason that some Monday I didn't wake up at 7:30 a.m. was because I set the alarm for 7:30 p.m. All right.
Goku says, if the telescope gets more powerful lenses, will it be powerful enough to see the moon that turns the were-taco into a were-taco?
No, because it's in another dimension.
Oh, right. But maybe it gets a dimensional lens.
So it can see things in 4D.
Hey, JNS, I just checked the GameFAQs website, and your game is ranked 3rd of all free web games, just under RuneScape and Neopets. Wow, I didn't know GameFAQs even had a ranking.
Nobody can defeat Neopets, man.
I'm going to search for Kingdom of Loathing.
Is it? Oh, well, fuck that.
Wow, really? I think we've had this discussion before, actually. I'm looking. Oh, web. Kingdom of Loathing. Massively multiplayer online. Role-playing. Fantasy. I don't know. I'm looking. Where do you find this? Anyway, that's kind of cool. I like being number 3.
Yeah, sweet.
Because after I have a number 2, I like to... Or grunt out a deuce, as I like to say. And Naked Jew says, I'm $50 away from having donated $1,000 to you guys. Do you love me yet? Just about. You know, for you to part with that much money, I'm sure, is really difficult, and I appreciate it. Much more than if you were a naked wasp. Jack Vermicelli says, since when do we have a sun? Since the palindrome went in. U27 says, on Beer Goggles' description, why does it say under enchantment, they do nothing? I couldn't really figure out how to express they do nothing in text. Just didn't work.
But do they also believe in nothing?
We don't believe in nothing, Lebowski. Hey, wasn't Flea one of the nihilists?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Doomlout says, why can't... Doomlout? Wow, that's clever. Anyway, says, why can't you equip as many balloons in your offhand as you would like? Then if you were carrying enough, you could fly somewhere, like the moon. We could fly you to the moon and let you play among the stars, I guess.
Show you what pizza tastes like on Jupiter and Mars.
Uh-huh.
I don't know any of the words, you know, to that.
Uh-huh.
Top 10. I see now. If you go to the section, top 10 games, top 10 message boards. Wow, that's... Wow, we beat Peasant's Quest. And Stinko Man 20XC6. And somehow Dragon Court is still on this list, even though I had no idea that game was still... That was the game that kind of made me make KOL. Ha! Huh. Neat. That makes me happy. I'm excited that people like us. Because, gosh darn it, we're good enough. We're good enough, we're smart enough, and doggone it, people like us.
Mm-hmm.
Freak says, have you thought about being able to combine a Whitesnake skin with a guitar to make a Whitesnake guitar, which would not work for Heavy Metal Quest?
No, I think we give Whitesnake the what for. I also think that I've come up with all the Whitesnake references I can in doing the four.
Yeah, I came up with all the ones I could come up with in just writing the description.
Yep.
And Naked Juice says a Steeler's wheel has an apostrophe.
Ah, yes.
Bahu says the only way to make the apathetic lizard man look like he doesn't care is to use the sad picture frame. Glebe says clockwork key. What about the T-bone key? Natiner says, why can't we combine two rings of half-ass regeneration to make a ring of ass regeneration? Please make it happen, please. T. Sarducci says, Planescape is the best RPR ever. And then he says, I mean RPG. Wasam out of you says, Planescape Torment is awesome. Yes. Phoenix wants to know if any of the asymmetric guys are at all familiar with Blackadder.
Yeah. It's pretty funny.
Is it?
Yeah.
It struck me as one of those things that isn't funny because it has Rowan Atkinson in it.
He did a. He also did something like Rowan Atkinson in concert, pretty much, where he did a series of sketches. Like, I wouldn't call it stand up since it was all pre-written and by somebody else, but it's all really funny. It's just when he gets into the physical stuff that it gets really stupid.
Ooh, Jane's Addiction and Herman's Hermits says Persistence.
That would be a concert I would go see. Jane's Addiction with Herman's Hermits.
And the Steeler's Wheel.
And Steeler's Rappers.
Yeah. Opening for them. And Achilles' Heel.
Right. Although I looked up Achilles' Heel in the dictionary, and it does take an apostrophe.
Huh. At the end. I feel like it could go either way, though.
Yeah.
General Lack of Toast says, what is your opinion on Carl Sagan? Dude. Carl Sagan was always stoned.
Yeah.
Turns out he was. That, like, came out after his death that he just was always stoned. He was afraid that if he, like, was outspoken about marijuana, that it would, like, sort of tarnish his reputation as a scientist, but...
Huh.
He wrote a lot of stuff under pseudonyms that after his death were revealed to have been written by him about how great it was to just, like, smoke pot and drive in circles, staring at stoplights and stuff. Like, it, yeah. Good old Carl Sagan. Who is you says, do you hate hardcore? Star charts were bad enough to get before, but with all the new Hole in the Sky monsters, it'll be nigh impossible. No, you know, in fact, what it's like is we know how the game works, and we made it so there are pretty much exactly as many of them as there ever were. It's not. It's exactly the same proportion. There was a brief period of time where it was slightly harder, followed by a brief period of time where it was slightly easier. But now, and in perpetuity, it'll be exactly as hard as it ever was. Because it's not... We're not just going to change something like that without thinking about it, you know? I am a Rouge says, hey, Jack, what's your main's name/server on WoW? Gron on Dune Maul. And I'm a orc shaman, motherfucker. Level 55. Yeah. And soon I'll have my bananas on sticks coming off my shoulder. Oh, yeah. Mellow Cork says, have you guys ever heard of Jim Butcher?
Nope.
Yeah, that was easy. Morbank says, Papillon is a great movie. Steve McQueen and Dustin Hoffman. I've never read the book, and it's probably better, but at least the movie doesn't suck. It was weird. I wanted to buy the movie. I didn't even know that it was based on a book, and when I went to Amazon, for an extra, like, dollar, I could get the DVD and the book. It was some package deal that they had, so
okay.
I got that, and the book is fucking great. Have you seen the movie, Mr. Skellett?
I have not. I was present at the conversation that you had with the guitarist of the band that I like. About Papillon.
No. What?
You and Stevie from Roger Klein and the Peacemakers.
Oh, yeah?
About that for a bit. At TG Roadhouse.
I don't remember ever talking to that guy.
Yeah.
Hey, wow!
You,
I drink a
lot of booze.
I met a celebrity that I forgot about. Oh, okay. No, all right.
Yeah,
no,
and then after he left, you're like, I really didn't know what to say to him besides like, hi, I don't very much care for your band.
Yeah. It's, was he the guitarist from the Refreshments though?
No.
He was the guitarist from the Gin Blossoms.
No, he was. There are a couple of hired guns in that.
Oh, really? Okay. So he was. I was hoping he was the guitarist from the Gin Blossoms, so I could say the one that didn't commit suicide.
Yeah.
And then I'd slap my knee and laugh.
Super Santa says, "How do you spell Neil Gaiman? G-A-I-M-A-N, not G-A-Y."
Ashelon says, "Today is my 2-year KOL anniversary. Can you guys say something that I can make into a soundbite for my radio show?"
This is Mr. Skullhead saying, "Let go in your heart. Let go in your head and feel it now. Let go in your heart. Let go in your head. Ashelon."
This is Jake saying, "What?"
I hope that works for you, Ashelon. Haven't you heard that song, Babylon?
No.
Let go in our hearts. Who is it? Let go in our heads. David Gray.
David who?
David Gray.
Who's David Gray? The guy who did that Babylon song?
Yep.
Okay.
But he did 5 of them, actually.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, no, not really.
Super Santa says, "The question is, Jake, what did you masturbate to on prom?" Pictures of prom dresses. Fred Levi says, "You'll get used to Wii, just like you got used to Google and IKEA."
See, that's the line that Nintendo's spouting, and I just don't buy it, because Google and IKEA don't sound as immediately retarded as Wii, and also don't have the disadvantage of coming from Revolution, which was really cool, to Wii, which is really, really not.
Glebe says, "My dad is 50, and he likes Nirvana as much as I do. Is that awesome or creepy?" That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to go for awesome.
Disworldian asks if there will be gay marriage. Oh, sure. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, when we institute marriage in Kingdom of Loathing, we promise everybody will be able to do it. Yeah, when we introduce it.
And Sergny says, "Does Asymmetric have to pay taxes on the donations it receives?"
Oh, fuck yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the sales tax on the things we sell in the store. I mean, a good 40% of the money that comes in that doesn't get spent on business-related expenses goes to Uncle Sam. So, yeah, I mean, we're by no means something that could rationally call itself a charity. So it's, you know, not non-profit. Phoenix says, "If you want gay marriage, you'll have to go to the chapel at the Mysterious Island. It's actually a beachside ceremony, like in Wet Hot American Summer."
Mm-hmm.
William Wallace says, "If there are weddings in-game, is polygamy legal?" Hell yeah! No.
Yeah.
Linkmaster says, "Will Crimbo Town be back next year, or is it a secret like the Pickle Factory? I mean, no one knows." Oh, something will be something next something. Believe you me.
Ashlon says that's the perfect bump for him, including the what from you and the giggling from your wife.
I Am a Rouge says, "Have either of you played the game Dead Awaken?" No.
I have not.
The Gunrun asks if there are any Bill and Ted references in KOL. Isn't there something in...
In Valhalla.
Valhalla, yeah. Yeah.
And the Burrowing Bishop is actually a reference to the guy that isn't
Miguel.
Right.
Oh.
The sketch comedy show on MTV.
That guy never really did anything. I Am a Rouge says, "I can have 2 badass belts on at once. Would I be wearing them across my chest?" Yeah, like bandoliers. Uh-huh. That's what I did when I was a little kid. I'd wear 2 belts crossed across my chest, and I'd have like a shield that my dad made out of a beer box and some ropes, and then a stick that was a sword, and I'd be like, "I'm a barbarian with a shield." And then I'd play on the swing set. Like,
and bandoliers. Because the bandoliers were holding the ammo for your sword.
Yeah. Hey, look, it was a sword gun. Gun chucks.
Wow, gunchucks would be a great weapon.
Golf House just says, hey guys, looks like I'm on North 44th between Route 202 and East McDowell Road. Does that help? Yeah, it does, because that puts you a mere 20 blocks from the TT Roadhouse. You should go to 68th Street and Thomas, and just north of there on the right, there's a thing that looks like a house, and it's called the TT Roadhouse, and it's like, I don't know, it kind of looks like a biker bar, but it's not really a biker bar, and it's just, it's a bar. It's a good bar. They have beers.
And a good jukebox.
Yeah, they have a good jukebox. And they have a pool table that you can play pool against guys with tattoos. You know, if you like that kind of thing. Yeah. You can also try my bar of choice, Prankster's Gar and Brill, which is on Broadway just east of Rural, which is probably 40 blocks east of where you are, so like maybe 5-6 miles. And a ways south. You can take the 202 to like Rural, and then exit on Rural and go south, and then turn left on Broadway, and it'll be on your left. And it's called Prankster's Gar and Brill. And they have beer.
Cheap food. Friendly people.
The Gunrun says, have you ever invested in the lotto?
In the loto?
Yes. I finally realized my dream of buying 1,000,000 lottery tickets. That was from Drawn Together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Eminon asks if the custom avatar forms are coming back anytime soon.
Pretty soon. Sort of figure out what we want to do with the submission stuff there. And Naked Jew says, it was my own money, fucker. I get a $200 allowance per month and I heart KOL, so quit making Jew jokes and kiss me. Oh, yeah, I totally did. I won $70 in the... Yeah, I bet $1,000,000 worth of tickets and I won $70. No, that marks the third time in my life that I've bought a scratch-off ticket and won $70. It was in some state that we drove through. Like, I think it was like Connecticut. It was New Hampshire. I don't know. It was somewhere we drove in between driving from Boston to Vermont, whatever state you go through there. In New Hampshire. I bought a lottery ticket and I won $70. That was cool. I bought a cheese hamburger, yeah. That was on the way back. It did. It sold for more than the lottery ticket paid. That's crazy. Discworldian says, darn it, Stephen Fry makes up for Rowan Atkinson in Blackadder. The Glass Jaw says, lol, could you please say hello to Randall's mom in Ottawa, Kansas? It would be appreciated. Hello to Randall's mom in Ottawa, Kansas.
What's
sorry
up?
Sorry about your son.
Ottawa. Can't. What? Yeah.
Neville DenJacoby says Rowan Atkinson is hilarious when he's not being Mr. Fucking Bean. Punches Mr. Bean in the face.
Yeah. I can see that.
Jack Vermicelli asked if the hole will be as hard as it ever was, letting the days go by. Water flowing underground.
Time isn't holding up.
Carados says there was a poster demonstrating bad grammar. Carl Sagan was an astronomer and a science fiction book named Contact. That is pretty bad. LlamaMan58 says, can you add the magnifying glass from Hanks to the clan stash? Yeah, once I feel like it might ought to be debugged a little more before we put it in anywhere else, because it seems like there's a few random browser issues. The Glass Jaw asked if we prefer internet pornography or magazines. I prefer internet pornography to internet magazines.
Yeah. I don't know why you would buy pornography in a magazine anymore. Because, you know, it's free and stuff on the internet.
Yeah, but you can't always get, like, you know, complete pictorials.
That's true.
You know, you can't... And I mean, the best thing about magazine-based porn is the advertisements, which advertisements on the internet are just of a completely different caliber. Discworldian says, if you're married and you change sexes at the sleazy back alley, will your spouse get a message? No, your spouse will also get forcibly reassigned.
Excellent.
St. Jimmy 55 says, Jack, will you help me and give me details to come across the crazy bastard? Jick, I mean. What do you do if you come across the crazy bastard? Wipe it off before he beats you.
Yeah. Someone here is looking for the Kreese bastard. I don't know who that is.
Bahu says, regarding Grimace through the telescope, Grimace isn't about to fall on the kingdom, making us repeat the last 3 days over and over, is it? No. No, no, it's not.
Wait, what?
From the Zelda, the second Zelda game for the Nintendo 64.
Ah.
Bahu says, hey, Mr. Bean gave us the painting with dynamite episode of Mythbusters. Ease up on the terrible show. And Naked Juice says, hey, Jake, your wife has a nice giggle. It makes me feel cheerful. Yeah, me too. Boredom Man says, can we still look forward to seeing the guitars become weapons? Yes. One of these days is... I think we're out of questions. And...
And if you're out of questions, we are out of answers.
And Naked Jew says, interesting astronomy fact. It takes 1 million years for light and energy produced in the core of the sun to reach the surface of the sun and be released.
Now, come on. How could they measure that?
What?
I mean, did we start measuring 1 million years ago?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Toothless says, on the merits of magazine porn versus internet porn, ever try to pull a computer tower into the bathroom or hide your laptop behind the washer? Well, it seems like if you had a laptop, you could very easily take that into the bathroom and hide it behind the washer.
Yeah. You know.
Well, see, that's the nice thing, is the laptop is not only for porn, so it's okay to have it out in public.
Yeah, the internet very is much only is. For porn. I mean, my laptops are only for porn. Hey, speaking of my wife's giggle, you guys should all tune in tomorrow night. Somebody whose name isn't Aaron, and Nama, and Phoenix. They've been doing this radio show where people like send them relationship questions, and they make fun of them for being ugly.
Yeah.
They talk about their boobs a lot too, which is kind of hot. I listen to the show and typically have an erection at least half the time that it's on. So you too can have my erection half the time.
Bono can have. Wait, so they can have it the other half of the time?
I don't. Yeah. Bahu says, interesting fact about astronomy: Jews suck at it.
Gross.
Yeah, all right. Wasn't Bahu the guy with the oars avatar in the forums? That made me pretty happy. He posted something about being upset that the still wasn't working, and I told him, don't worry, soon you will be able to enjoy the sauce. You never played Star Control 2. Riff, you fucking Mac guy. You're the one who should know about that. You should love it. It's a good game. Hot stuff, did you ever play Star Control 2? Yeah, one of the best games ever made. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This Bahu guy, his forum avatar, is an oars. Makes me happy. Mellow Cork says, here's a question. What's your favorite color?
In living color.
Brown. Brown. Valman Uni says, why is there no bourbon in the game? It's my favorite spirit. There's scotch, why not bourbon? There isn't really scotch. In my mind, when I say whiskey, I mean bourbon. Is there anything that's just whiskey? I guess bourbon. Does bourbon have to be from Kentucky?
Typically.
It's one of those things like champagne that has to be from Detroit.
Yeah.
Wow, that's funny. We should totally start calling it Detroit.
To celebrate the obvious fraction of the
smoggy Gunrun says, if you had to destroy one planet in our solar system, which one would it be? Harold or whatever the... What did they name the 10th planet in... Mostly Harmless? Well, aren't they still debating over whether or not Pluto is a planet?
I would have to say Uranus because the jokes are too easy. And yeah. They say... And they say, like, oh, to avoid people making fun of you for saying Uranus, call it Uranus. That's even better. Thank you.
Uranus. Neville DiJacoby says bourbon is generally Kentucky or Tennessee. Yeah, okay. A Naked Jew says, oh, fuck you, Bahu. You just don't love me enough. And, oh, yes, it does take that long for the light to reach the surface of the sun. Look it up, bitches.
Yeah, Ashelon pointed out that's how long it would take an electron to move by Brownian motion. So, like, they know how long it takes an electron to, like, how fast electrons go, and they know how big the sun is. So.
What if you poured some tea into the sun? Would that improve the Brownian motion?
Probably.
T. Sarducci says, what do you guys enjoy discussing more, incest, gay porn, or masturbation? I actually prefer, most of all, discussing masturbating to incestuous gay porn. But yeah. That's just the obvious.
That Band of Brother Fuckers, that was a great movie.
The Gun Run says, ever been to Japan? There is fucking porno in all the stalls. No, I've never been to Japan. I'd like to go someplace that's that full of porn, though.
I just want to go to Japan at some point. There's no room.
I don't know, man. Japan seems like it would be really scary.
It'd be awesome because you could pretend you're on another planet.
I just feel like every place in Japan would be like the most uncomfortably crowded. God, I'm already in Japan. Every place in Japan, like the least crowded place in like Tokyo, would be worse than the most uncomfortably crowded part of Vegas. Huh. Like, I just... Maybe not.
I don't know. Melon Screezer says, I've heard TMBG play KOL. Do you know if there's any truthiness to this? Wow, truthiness is a cromulent word. But I could neither confirm or deny that. I think... You know, wishful thinking wise, I would love for them to be playing, but I doubt that that's the case. Yeah, they're busy. They're doing stuff.
Phoenix points out that I'd be able to see pretty well in Japan because I'm taller than everyone.
Yeah.
I was thinking because my eyes are open so much wider than everyone else's, but then you didn't go that direction. Really makes you indeed my better half.
Except you do have. You have an epicanthic fold.
Oh, do I?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I gave your mom an epicanthic. I welcomed her into the epicanthic fold.
Wouldn't she stick her nipples in your eyes or something?
Yes. Yes, she did.
Okay, so apparently on the Pop Goes the KOL site that I've been looking at, the site that designed the pop culture references, uh-huh. Whatever, they... There is a short story in one of Anthony Burgess's books in which a time traveler has a hallucination about people who have eyes where their nipples should be. And so apparently my, you know, mad scientist engineering a creature with nipples for eyes is the inverse of that, and it was a reference.
Huh.
Like, wow.
I remember a Saturday Night Live skit that was this race of women comes down from outer space that have eyes on their breasts and
yeah.
They just can't get anything done because you know, and
can you see better when it's cold outside?
The uselessness of that visit was superseded only by the uselessness of the next race to visit the women with mattresses for backs.
Right.
So Bahu says, you don't want to go to Japan. All the porn in the stalls is best of Goetze.
I got that album. That was good stuff.
The Gun Run says, when did you start to masturbate? About about 45 minutes ago.
Right.
I'm almost done, though.
What the fuck is wrong with people?
The Gun Run says, do you guys go to KFC? Sometimes. In that I married a black girl, I'm actually forced by law
to give her fried chicken
to KFC at least twice a week. Ponjo says they made a joke in Futurama. Oh right, I remember that, where the professor is explaining how to stop the jokes. They finally, you know, 500 years ago, changed the name of Uranus, and Fry asks what they changed it to, and he says Urectum.
Rectum. Damn near killed him.
Yeah.
Valman Uni says, which do you prefer, Fridays, Outback, or Applebee's? I'd have to pick Outback out of that.
I'd pick between those three.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird, though. Fridays and Applebee's are kind of the same kind of establishment, but Outback is something else.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Outback is not as obnoxious. Although, yeah, I don't like the food at Outback, really. Like,
oh,
it
like
seems like it would be good, but it's just not. Like,
huh.
The only thing that I would eat there is steak, and I would just rather have a Black Angus steak than anything.
But does Black Angus have a Blooming Onion?
No, but is the Blooming Onion not totally ass-tastic?
No, I'd rather enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't not rather disenjoy it.
Oh, I think we're about ready to done.
Yeah, did you get the licks off from Hand yet?
I got some check-in. What do you want to hear on the way out? You haven't gotten to pick any songs this day.
Well,
this day by Meat Puppets.
That's a pretty good song. Yeah, play something off of Forbidden Places if you've got it.
I do. I need to find it.
Mm-hmm.
Full albums. Meat Puppets. I remember when I paid $5 for this CD.
I remember paying $5 for the cassette and then having to pay $20 for the CD because it was one that it wasn't reissued.
Oh, right. I did buy it on cassette first, too. And then I found that there was that weird used record store that was there next to, like, Radio Shack for, like, a week.
Oh, yeah.
And in that week that it was open, they had a copy of Forbidden Places that was $5 on CD.
Seek it out. It's a good album.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm gonna play This Day from Forbidden Places. This is the Meat Puppets. This is a good transition, because, you know, Nirvana, they were a big fan of the Meat Puppets. Anyway, good night, kids.
See you next week.
One or the other or the rest of us will see you Thursday.
Word.